On K1 1400 and 93.3, brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning, 7:30. Time to get techie with it. Charles Miller with NBR Electronics in the studio. Our phone lines open at 1-800-749-5936. I'm Tom Davis. How you doing there, Charles?
I'm doing fine. Just waking up this morning.
Yeah. You're going to be the lone stranger today, huh?
Yes. Charles is still out of town, but I think weather may be playing a factor. He's went up to Portland and, of course, was having a hard time getting back yesterday.
A lot of people were having troubles at the airport yesterday, it seemed.
I don't understand all this rain. Why we get it all at once?
Yeah,
I was. have it sparsed out a little bit, but when you get it for days and days and days, you get kind of sick of rain.
Yeah, you do.
And we shouldn't. I mean, it helps things grow, but gosh, you know, enough of a good thing is always just not good.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's money, of course,
Even then, you can find a way to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, money is definitely not always the greatest thing either. It's funny because, in technology, everything seems to change. It constantly is on a growing spurt. Charles and I talk about this quite often about how, our weeks go because we spend so much time trying to catch up with technology, trying to keep up with what's latest and what's coming around.
That's a full-time job in itself.
It is. And, you get real tired, reading this article or reading that article, trying to keep up with what is going on out there, mm-hmm. And I've spent a lot of time this week just trying to figure out how to help people who have been compromised on their websites, with their passwords and so forth. How do you, you've heard of the dark web, which is a scary place to have your information being in the dark web. But a lot of people get sucked into this because of old passwords. And let's say you had a Yahoo account and somebody breaches that Yahoo account. They turn all this old information, they'll steal all this old information that had your old passwords. You may have updated it, mm-hmm. but they still have all your old passwords and things that are shown because that happened to mine. And I was getting notes from my one of my credit, like a CreditWise, or some program that mm-hmm. that keeps track of your credit score and said, hey, you've got an old email out here with a password that's compromised, so that kind of hurts getting credit and things mm-hmm. if you're not careful. So I had to go back and do some research on how to clean that up. I know Google and Gmail make platforms where you can go back and see all your old passwords. Mm-hmm. They've got them stored. Why they keep all this stuff when you delete your old password, go to a new one, that should all be deleted. But it's not. It's kept in a database in a file.
Hmm.
So you've got to go back up and manually pull those out and delete them, which is, they make software to do that. And I'm not so sure I understand all the new matrix of it, so I'm going to have to talk to Charles and say, hey, how does this function? How do you get in there and actually remove these old passwords? Because, you may have updated your password, whatever it was in the past, if it was, I'm just using a random number, but like 65209, mm-hmm. and you had it with your thing, and then you had some other characters. When you go to change those, they keep that old one. It's still on file. And so I think a lot of times we need to go back and clean up the trail that you leave, that little cookie trail, because even though it may not give them access to your data, they can follow a pattern. A lot of these hackers are really smart, and they can start to see a pattern in all of your passwords because people are creatures of habit. And it seems like whenever we're designing a passcode, we always tend to float that passcode around an old passcode.
Oh, yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's say your passcode was 1234 slip. And you may change it to, okay, I'm not going to use 1234. Let's just make it 5234 slip exclamation point. You know, or something like that. You can change that password, but that old one still sticks around there. And people start to see, okay, he's using this portion of it. And what people don't realize is a lot of times with your passwords, people use their social security number, the ending of their phone numbers. Mm-hmm. These hackers catch on to that and they start saying, okay, they like to use this one word in there. Let's see if they're using this, mm-hmm. like maybe the first four of their social security number or something like that. Let's see if they've got that at the beginning, or maybe their home address. And that's all public knowledge. You know, they can get a home address from your name. You know, so it's just, there's so many ways these hackers, they're super smart when it comes to figuring out how we construct our own passwords. So I would highly recommend, if you can get a hold of these programs, and you can Google this and say, how do I remove all my old password data out of different accounts? You know, like if you had a Yahoo account, mm-hmm. or if you had a Gmail account, or whichever account you have, go in there and clean those up and get rid of them. Make sure they're completely deleted out of the mm-hmm. system so that you don't have those old passwords floating around, because that just gives lens to more trails in order to try to hack you.
Very good information. Something I didn't know. I get this little thing that says a password looks funny or something like that.
Yes.
And I just go, yeah. Move on, because I haven't done anything stupid that I know of.
Yeah, but do you know what I'm talking about? When you look at your password,
mm-hmm.
do you tend to keep a portion of that password always the same?
Yeah, I've done that since I had to ever sign on my first computer.
Yeah, because you never went out and really created a whole brand new password with nothing in it that you've ever used.
No, I haven't.
See, and people are creatures of habits. They want to keep, well, it's easier for me to remember if I use this word or use this phrase or whatever, you know, or use this series of numbers. For some reason, we're all creatures of habits. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself doing that, feel free to fill in with us today. You know, we're here. You can call in and kind of talk about your horror stories of what it is with passwords, because we all have them. And I think everybody's conditioned to trying to find a password that's relatable to your everyday life mm-hmm. that will help you remember. But the problem with that is we keep using the same format, the same route to creating our password, and then just adding addendums to it. But that's where these hackers are smart. They start to fall in.
Oh, they're sneaky. Oh, they're sneaky.
They are, yes.
And if you want to be a part of our program today, you certainly can. We even have a toll-free number. How you like that? It's a free call. 1-800-749-5936. We're going to be right back with more Tech Talk after this 1 minute timeout.
BartleselRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartleselRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartleselRadio.com. Go to BartleselRadio.com.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
One. Good morning. It is 7:40. We're at 67 degrees, cloudy skies, but we're going to try to lighten the mood a little bit. That is, if your passwords don't get hacked or compromised. It is Tech Talk, and we have Charles Miller in studio. I'm Tom Davis. Your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Charles?
You know, one of the funniest things is when you start studying this stuff, and I've been doing this all week because I've been trying to help some people do what I had to do. I had to go through and clear out a bunch of my old passwords because they were still floating around on the internet.
Mm.
And I went through one of the companies that I used to buy video product from, mm-hmm. you know, for doing video editing. And I used the same password I used with my bank account. And so, you know, I don't know why I did that, but it was just an easy password to remember. And I got that error or that notice that, hey, you know, with your credit, you better be careful doing that, you know, because that makes... we see that you used a duplicate for a different bank account. So whenever you do these things, you know, that tends to lead you into compromising yourself on the internet. So you've got to be very careful with that.
Let's go to the phones here real quick. Good morning. Hi, you're on with Tech Talk on your favorite radio station. Got a call or question here for Chuck?
Yeah, did I understand that you guys work on clusters, like in an automobile?
Yeah, we do.
The stepper motors and stuff?
Yes, sir, we do. A lot of times what we do with the stepper motors and things, if you purchase the kit, you know, the stepper motor kit, we'll put them in for you.
Okay, but now I get the kit from you?
No, the kits are usually sold online. You can find them a lot of times on different, like rockauto.com, places like that, you know, sell automotive parts. Even your places like AutoZone, any of those will carry it. You have to tell them the year, the make, the model. And once you get all that information to them and you order your stepper motors, it's cheaper to do it that way. And eBay even sells them. You can type in your automotive vehicle that you have and what year it is, and they'll get you that right set of stepper motors. And we do solder those in for you. They're kind of really delicate pieces to solder in. That's why a lot of places don't do them. And then also the most generally with all your consoles like that, when you bring them in, you're going to also need to change out all your LEDs for all the lights that go in there. A lot of times you get burned out ones here and there for all the different gauges. So we change all that in there.
That does not come with the kit, though. Is that something?
No, the LEDs come with the kit. Most generally, it's going to come with the stepper motors. They call it a. I think it's called the. How did they list that? I saw it listed one time. I'll have to write that down so the next time we're talking, I can bring that out. But on these clusters, it's a cluster kit. You're basically going to get everything that comes with that cluster to replace, and it's always going to be like LEDs and stepper motors.
Now, one more quick question. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not. If I go in there and pull my cluster out, can I still drive my automobile? I mean, I know I'll be blind, but can you still drive?
That part I don't know. I really can't tell you. I don't know if your automobile, that would be a mechanic question. We're just electronics guy. But I wouldn't drive around without my cluster. I want to know how fast I'm going, especially in this town. I mean, you know. If you drive up into Dewey, there's a cop by every streetlight. They're going to run you over. They're going to pull you over quickly.
The policemen don't know how fast I'm going, whether I know or not.
Now, they're going to be suspicious if you're going 5 miles an hour because you're trying not to break the speed limit. You know, so they'll pull you over just for that. But anyways, no, I'm just being facetious because we love our guys out there in blue. They probably could sit there and say, yeah, we've probably pulled over a number of cars that didn't have dashboards in them. So I'm sure that happens quite often. But, yeah, we do clusters. If you can go online, go to eBay. Amazon, I think, sells them as well. Type in your automobile, the year, and the make. Make sure you get everything exactly right. If it's a LS model or a XL model or whatever it is, make sure you get all that information in there. If it's a two-door, four-door, it's going to ask you those questions. Just make sure that you have it right. Order your cluster kit, and we'll fix it for you.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
There you go.
I'm out.
I pulled this up for Charles, and look what I did. Change your password.
Yes, change your password. You can go in and change your passwords. Mm-hmm. They even have kits where, you know, it'll automatically give you a password, mm-hmm. and it'll randomly select all these things. But people don't like to do that because then it's not something they associate with, so they're not going to be able to remember it if they forget mm-hmm. that password. And here's another thing. Whenever you're, where did you find that, by the way?
That's on proprietary stuff. Like that, I don't really want to tell everybody what that is. It's not my email or anything, but it's something that I have to sign into in order to perform a function.
Sure, and so you can change that email at that point.
I have to do that, yeah.
I know that Gmail and all these different accounts do that. But another thing that I was talking to one of my customers about the other day is we were talking about passcodes, and he said, I can't seem to remember what I tried to make a very simple passcode so that I wouldn't forget it. And I said, try 654321. He goes, all right. Why that one? I said, just try it. So he did. And it was actually his passcode.
Oh, my.
And he said, how did you know that? I said, well, because I'm doing it just like a hacker would do it. A hacker's going to come in there. They're going to see all these numbers. Whenever you see a login number,
mm-hmm.
people try...
Some sort of sequence.
And the most general one that people use is they start from the 6 on the right-hand side of your keypad, go 654321, and that's an easy password. Another one that's really recognizable, and I may call out your password here. You may hear your own password. I'm going to show you how easy this is. People sometimes use 1234 or 12369, which is just the outer
mm-hmm.
top row and the far right row
mm-hmm.
of your keypad, and they'll use that one, or they'll go 96321
mm-hmm.
or they'll go 14789, which is the left side of your keypad mm-hmm. and all the things around. But these guys try all this stuff first, and that's how they come up with your passcodes. They're pretty bright. And you know, the ones that's the most common forgotten passcodes are the finger drawn ones. You know what I'm talking about, where you draw your finger.
Because it becomes muscle memory, yeah.
Yeah, it's muscle memory. And you draw the one, you may go one, what is that number? 15987. You go diagonal to the corner of the 9 mm-hmm. and then across to the 7 and then maybe back up to the 1. Mm-hmm. But these guys, the first thing they try when they're hacking is those sequences.
Wow.
And they're real smart at how they do it. You know, you have to wait a certain amount of time. You can't do it often enough or you're going to lock the person out completely.
Sure.
But, you know, that's how these guys do this stuff. They're patient. They take their time because they're going to get paid off of your money. Mm-hmm. But they're going to take their time and figure out your passwords.
Oh, yeah. They're not in a rush.
So I just kind of helping people here a little bit this morning. I dealt with this a lot this last week. And I helped several people find their lost passwords by
sequencing
and showing them easy things that people do to make passwords. You said one earlier, one of the most common password words is password.
Yeah.
People have used password as their password. You know, it's just ridiculous. But you wouldn't believe how many people have done it. If you Google that, that's one of the most common passwords.
So it would appear.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I'm sufficiently shamed.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's some people.
I've done that.
I had a friend one time who was trying to make a complex password,
uh-huh.
and you had to have up to 9 characters. He goes, well, I'm just going to make a long one. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And he wrote it all out. And when he did that, it takes forever to put in his passcode. But that's another one of those ones, if you go online, that's very popular.
Yeah, just because they figure no one else will do it. Well, yeah. Everyone else is doing it because yep. they don't think anyone else is doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so just be careful with your passwords. No, let's rewrite these things out a little better. Think them through when you're doing them, but don't always use the same format.
All right. Right now it is 7:49, and our phone lines are open here at 1-800-749-5936. I believe we have a caller. Hi, do you have a question or a comment for Charles?
Yes. I've got a question about iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Using the it appears on my contact list that things are getting put in there that I didn't put in. And typically it looks like it's email addresses.
Yeah, that can happen if your email was compromised or your system was compromised.
Ooh.
That can happen where you'll start getting people adding to your, like, these are usually scam sites, and those email addresses will get added to your contacts list. That means somebody has gotten access or breached your account. You may want to change your passcode.
Okay.
Those are signs that, you know, whatever your email address is, mine is nbrelectronics@hotmail.com. If I take that email address and whatever password I assign to it, I can go back in now and change that password to make it something that's not recognizable and steer it way away from the old password. Don't lose that password, but change your password with your email company. If you're with Yahoo or whoever you're with, change that password. That way those things won't show up in your contacts list anymore.
I don't have to move them. That changing the password will take them out?
No, because whoever's accessed it, accessed your account, has probably got your password. And they
I mean the extra ones has been added.
Yeah, and they're adding the extra ones. Yep, and I would make sure that that's wiped out because somebody may have access to your account. And sometimes it could also be another thing where you accidentally saved, when you were deleting a email, it accidentally was copied or pasted into your contacts list. You got to be real careful with that. That can be easily done. But I hope that helped you a little bit.
Some of them that are in there are no reply. You know, if you get something from a vendor or something and they're giving you information, but they say no one, don't reply to this email.
Sure, yeah.
Then I got emails in there that said no reply - so and so and so and so.
Sure, I understand. In those ones, just make sure you're not saving those to any place. Because if you save them, it will add them to your contact list.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
all
make
right.
sure you're
Thank
not
you.
Saving them. Yeah. And then change your passwords periodically.
All righty. Good call. We are going to be back with the more Tech Talk here in just a moment after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Smoother. Faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arbest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Good morning. It is 7:54, and this is Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Just during the commercial break, Charles Miller said a word I'd never heard before.
Holoportation.
Holoportation. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about holoportation.
Bring me up to speed.
I do a lot of technical reading because I'm keeping up with technology all the time because of the business I'm in. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I got to experience this last week is called holoportation.
All right.
And holoportation is a new technology. You've heard of the transporter in the Star Trek series.
Scotty.
Okay.
Yes.
The Star Trek series had a transporter that would transport you an individual from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
They would go from the ship to a planet, mm-hmm. and from the planet back to the ship. This thing would break you up in all your your whole body was broke up into little molecules
and
reassembled in another location. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Eventually, that's the one Star Trek thing that has never come to pass, is being able to actually physically take a person, his body, and move it from one place to another. But they have come out with holoportation, which holoportation is basically on the same concept without moving your physical body, your physical makeup, you know, your all your genomes moved over to another place. They haven't gotten to that point yet. But what they have done is, remember the holodeck that they had in Star Trek?
Next Generation.
Yeah, yes. You could go into some village and act out a whole entire scene there. You could be running around and drinking coffee and all the stuff that happens in the holodeck. They've intermerged this thing, and they call it holoportation. Transportation, but holograms. They've taken a person, and there's a company that's done this. If you want to check it out sometime, just go to YouTube and type in H-O-L-O-P-O-R-T-A-T-I-O-N, holoportation. And watch the videos there, and they'll explain to you what holoportation is. It's new technology that's in its infant stage, but it is expanding. And what this has done, the COVID has actually, sped this process up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's propagating the fact that, we've got to have this guy at this conference meeting. He needs to be there. This allows a person to be there without being there. And it's called holoportation.
It beats a Zoom call.
It does beat a Zoom call because you're actually there. But here's what people don't know. They used it in some of the newest awards ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, Jimmy Kimmel, I guess they beamed him into, he couldn't be at this event. They beamed him in there through a holoportation device, and he got to actually interact with the stars and talk with them, but he wasn't there. But he was there.
Is this kind of like the things where they brought some dead rock stars back to life, like Roy Orbison for a night or two? They look like, no, that's something else.
No, this is totally different. This is where I take Tom.
Oh.
I can take you, Tom, and set you at another radio station in another country.
But my innards stay here.
But you stay right here. Okay, but you will look just like you're there. If you want to see this, go check out holoportation.
You're scaring me, man.
On YouTube. And what it does is it's projection systems.
Oh, it is? Okay.
And all they right. project that person's body there, but they haven't figured out how to get you to interact handshaking or fist pumping or
that's okay. You know, I don't like touching high-fiving. I'm good.
High-fiving is not going to happen. You'll look like, and I'm not wanting to be racial here, but you'll look like a white guy trying to high-five. You're going to be missing everybody. It's just, I know it was a joke, but anyways, it's just the teleportation, what it's doing is it's moving your body. The holoportation is moving you from one point to another, but it looks identically to you like you're there. Mm-hmm. And they can actually have you in a conference meeting. You can sit at a table with somebody. They can, mimic. You could get a picture of the chair the person's going to be in. Make one similar on the set of where you're going to be located. And it'll beam it into that room and make it look like you're sitting right at their conference table. I mean, it's pretty incredible, the technology that we have available to us today. And it's changing by the moment.
Wow.
So if you're interested in this, grab your computer today, grab your phone, and just go over to holoportations and look at what that is. I think you'd be slightly impressed.
Boy, they got all this, and we still haven't got the flying car.
No, we haven't got the flying car yet.
Yeah.
But, we didn't have this technology either.
Yeah, 6 months ago, we didn't have that.
No,
right.
And holoportation technology, I'm showing you a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Right here, if I can get it to come up here, I would show you what it looks like. But that person's not there. The person's actually being beamed from another place.
Good gravy, that looks too real.
It is real. You need to go watch it. So when you get a chance, there's a virtual reality, too, that they're doing. But this is not virtual reality. This is actually called holoportation, which takes a person from one point and puts from point A and puts him in point B, and likewise. And then they have on these modules a selfie camera on the front of the module that allows the person that's being broadcast to that location to see the crowd that he's talking to.
Oh, my.
So he's not just interacting without knowing who he's talking to. He can see them as well. So it's pretty interesting.
All right, where can we find you?
I'm here at KWON right downstairs on the southwest corner.
All righty, take care. You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K2.